Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastards series preview. The Red Sox just wrapped up a three-game set against the Texas Rangers, taking two of the three games. They will now stay home and host the 25-64 Oakland Athletics. So sticking with the AL West for a little bit, I've got Micah Storms with me. I've got Terry Cushman with me. Let's get into it. Game one, the Red Sox do not have a starter listed. It is listed as TBD, so we're assuming that's an opener, bullpen game of some sort. They will be going up against Luis Medina for Oakland. Micah, what do you like in game one?
What a strange series, because this would be a series where you would expect Boston to have a really good shot to sweep. But when you see a TBD for the Red Sox in two out of the three games, it really doesn't give you a lot of confidence that that's going to happen. But I would think Pivetta probably would be the bulk guy because he threw on Sunday in Toronto. So that would be 5 days. This would be his fifth day. So I like Pivetta against the Oakland lineup. To me, this all comes down to the Red Sox offense. I think the whole series – they should have a field day with the starting staff and the bullpen. I think Medina's had a couple of decent starts recently, but I got to believe that the Red Sox are going to keep the vibes going from yesterday's big win, and I think they're going to win this game. So give me the Sox in game one, even though I'm picking TBD.
Terry, who do you got?
Well... It's, the opener situation or bullpen game situation is at least made it a little bit interesting. This Medina kid, I've never seen him pitch, not going to lie, but he's 24 years old and he's looked pretty good his last few times out. Hasn't given up more than three earned. Let me pull up his extended logs here. Yeah, so he's only actually made maybe eight or nine starts, but hasn't really been hit hard since the middle of June. That was against Tampa Bay. That's a team that will hit you hard. He got lit up two starts before that on June 3rd against the Miami Marlins, gave up six. So this game's going to play out one of two different ways. The Red Sox are going to sleepwalk their way into this, underachieve. Oakland will pull it off, 5-2, something like that. Or it'll be a relatively high scoring game, with the Red Sox tattooing Medina and the Red Sox bullpen giving up a bunch of runs, but edging out the A's. And that's the scenario I'll go with: Red Sox winning a high scoring game.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Red Sox in this one. If Pivetta is the bulk guy, I think that gives him a pretty good chance. Pivetta's been really good out of the bullpen lately, so starting to slowly trust him more and more, and certainly against this lineup. This Athletics lineup is just appallingly bad. Essentially, it's just don't let Brent Rooker run into one and hit a home run off of you, and you can beat this team. That's pretty much all they've got going. This Ruiz kid looks exciting. He's got some speed, but that's really, really it. So, it's going to be hard to make a mistake against this team. So don't do it, basically. And I agree with Micah. Like, it's going to come down to the Red Sox offense. If they can score 4-5 runs a game against this bad pitching staff, which they should be able to do, then it should be a breeze. So I'll take the Red Sox in game one. I trust Pivetta as the bulk guy in that game, and I trust the Red Sox offense to do at least what they have to pick up a win there. So I will take them in game one as well. Game two, Saturday, 4:10 start. The Red Sox do have a starter for this one. They're going to be going with James Paxton, coming off of paternity leave, and he'll be facing Paul Blackburn. Micah, what do you like in that one?
I'm really glad that Paxton is going on Saturday up against Blackburn, because Blackburn is a pretty good pitcher. He's definitely their best in Oakland. He's capable of shutting down the Red Sox offense. So I'm glad that Paxton's going against the A's offense. He should have a field day. I'm going to go with Paxton. I'll pick the Red Sox, and this is going to be the lowest scoring game of the series.
Terry, what do you got?
No reason to pick against the Red Sox here. Paxton has been lights out. I would be surprised if he gives up any runs to this anemic Oakland lineup. I mean, we've all watched Moneyball. Most of us probably don't hate the Athletics, but they're a terrible team, and there's no... I might be jinxing the Red Sox here, but this is an automatic win. It really is.
Yeah, I might be jinxing them too, but this is a slam dunk. This is a win. Paxton, you know, has been next to Bayo. He's been your best pitcher all year. Fresh off paternity leave as well. He's going to be feeling pretty good about himself, and he's going to face just an absolute dog food of a lineup. I do agree, though, Paul Blackburn's probably Oakland's best chance to win. So good thing that he's matched up with Paxton, but this is going to be a no contest. Paxton's going to blow them away. Might be a low scoring game, might have to win, 3-4, whatever, but they'll do it. So I'll take the Red Sox in game two as well. Game three, the series finale on Sunday at 1:35. Once again, TBD for the Red Sox, some sort of bullpen opener situation there. And they'll be opposed by JP Sears for Oakland. Micah, what do you like in game three?
This is the one that I think I'm probably most scared about. Worried about the idea that, the break is right around the corner and they lose focus for a bit. With Sears, in his last two starts, it's kind of been hit or miss. Again, the Yankees got him for 7 runs back on June 28th, but then his last start against the Tigers, which was on July 4th, he threw 7 1/3 scoreless innings. So I like that he's coming off of a really good start, because I feel like for pitchers, young pitchers in particular, they usually don't have 2 really good starts in a row. So maybe the Red Sox are going to get him on a bad start. I would love to see Bear Claw come up to the Red Sox and just make a start. I feel like he cannot be any worse than Garza or Scott or any of the other Ort. I don't want to see Ort being an opener. I don't want to see it. Give me Bear Claw and see what he can do especially against this A's offense. Like, if that guy struggles against the A's offense, then he's probably not an option for the rest of the year. But let me see and just give the bullpen a break. But I'm going to take the Red Sox I'm going to take the offense to have a big game. They really should be scoring 5, 6, 7 runs in at least 2 of these games against this pitching staff. So give me the Sox. I'm picking a sweep, but man, if they lose this series, I'm never going to pick a sweep again on this podcast. So I'm just stating that right now.
Terry.
Well, if you've paid attention all season, whenever we pick a sweep in favor of the Red Sox, it's pretty ugly. I will not pick a sweep here. JP Sears, not a huge threat really, but he is a lefty, and we typically have a really wonky lineup if we're facing a lefty. So if I can find a game to give Oakland, it's this one right here.
I don't want to pick the sweep, but I don't want to pick JP Sears. He's made 17 starts. He's given up 19 home runs this year. So I agree about the lineup. You know that it's going to be some sort of weird ass, like no Devers, no Yoshida, Ref Snyder, Chang will probably get in there. He's getting activated. So it's going to be weird, but the Red Sox should still be able to tee off on this guy. Sunday afternoon, it's supposed to be like hot and rainy, so it's going to be muggy. The ball should be flying off their bats off of this guy. So I don't know what pitching thing they're going to do. I don't know if it's going to be Barraclough or if it's going to be just a string of bullpen guys. I don't know. But I'm hoping the Red Sox offense sees this guy coming and just absolutely tees off on him. Might be a high-scoring game, but I am going to take the Red Sox on in Game 3, and I will take them for the sweep against the Oakland Athletics, as much as I'm hesitant to do so. But there we are. So that'll wrap it up. Keep an eye out for our Bastards Roundtable episode. That'll be coming at you this weekend. And then the weekend crew will have you guys to recap this Oakland Athletics series after that. So everyone, take care.